Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. He is joining me on our video link this morning. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us this morning. And gosh, I guess some of the big news from last week had to be what happened to Mr. McAfee of the antivirus fame, right?
Yeah, and whatever you think about him, plus or minus, it's a sad day. I mean, you know, no reasonable person cheers when somebody passes away.
No.
A bit, kind of a surprise. You know, he was a little up there in years, but still kind of a surprise. You know, he passed away he was currently being held pending extradition to the United States for, you know, some issues with taxes. But
he was in Spain, right? He was being held in Spain.
Spain, passed away in his cell in Barcelona. You know, had a colorful history. He founded the McAfee, famous McAfee security antivirus company, and long ago sold it. And you know, then went off and did a lot of interesting things. Very, you know, outspoken personality. So, you know, regardless of how you feel about him, one way or another, you know, his death and passing will be felt by a lot of people. Leave a hole in, you know, in the industry and in, you know, public life.
True. But as you said, he had sold his company years ago, but they were still using the name. But he really didn't have any involvement in any of the day-to-day operations of the antivirus company. So.
Not for decades. Yeah.
Right. So, but still, just kind of strange and some would say mysterious. And as we learn more about what happened, it may maybe help answer some of those questions. But I know we've talked about it before on the show, so I don't want to mention that today. And what else is going on from the last week? What have you seen?
Well, something a little bit lighter and weirder, maybe,
good,
but interesting. So on the AI front, artificial intelligence, you know, we've talked a little bit about some of the more interesting, bizarre, and maybe sometimes controversial uses of AI. So Canon Technologies, we probably know Canon best for cameras and printers. They've rolled out new artificial intelligence cameras that, okay, get this, they use smile recognition.
Oh.
And what in this particular situation, they use smile recognition for their own offices to do this, to only allow happy employees back into their offices.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, right?
Yeah. So back in 2020, they introduced intelligent IT, what they call an intelligent IT solution for their corporate offices that included five different functional modules. One of them is a smiley face access control based on a corporate culture of moving and always being, whatever that means. Canon has always advocated the concepts of laughing and big health and hopes to bring happiness and health to everyone in the post-epidemic era. So basically, they're doing that by basically saying, I don't know, and these are my words, not theirs, smile or else.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's interesting. It's hoping that this can let everyone relax and get healthy and create a more pleasant working atmosphere and improve efficiency. But to me, I would think that, you know, if you're going to be walking in knowing that a camera is going to say, you better be smiling or else you can't come in. Yeah, you know, I don't know, but yeah,
sometimes
it is what it is.
The best laid plans, I guess, is what happens with that. But yeah, interesting. All right, and I got something for you because I know you're with your history working. You worked for Microsoft for a time. I don't think that's any big secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to share. So tell me what you think of that Microsoft. The story late last week. Where am I getting this from? The Verge. Microsoft is bringing Android apps to Windows 11 using the Amazon App Store. That seems like there are all kinds of big players in that sentence, right? There's a lot going on there. And I guess this is an answer to Apple trying to get some of the Apple App Store apps working on their new iOS.
Yeah, and it's, you know, Microsoft's been going this way for a long time. I mean, but with the departure of the old guard, you know, with the departure of Steve Ballmer,
mm-hmm.
really the last of the old guard and the coming in of Satya Nadella and the whole re-emphasis, you know, Microsoft's emphasis used to be Windows everywhere. And with the, you know, the rising of Satya Nadella, that emphasis changed to, you know, focus on cloud. The Windows everywhere thing is part of the past, and they've really committed to their goal of, you know, embracing open source technologies and being cross-platform. So, you know, they've been embracing Android, you know, everywhere they can. And so being able to run Android apps on a Windows platform is not only key to that, you know, it really actually will honestly help Windows because you know, they'll be able to run more apps on it. So, you know, not a big surprise here, but you're right. There's a lot of players involved in that. And if they can pull it off, it's, you know, it's just a coup for them.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I thought it was interesting that they were going to use the Amazon App Store, not their, I mean, Windows has, Microsoft has a Microsoft Store, right, to download apps to your machine. You know, I guess maybe they don't play well with Google. I don't know, with the Play Store to integrate that into Microsoft. So that probably wasn't an option, but it just seemed interesting to me that in that direction.
It's, you know, again, it's another standard Microsoft technique. It's like, we'll find someone else to partner with us other than the person we're directly, you know, competing with, so we can avoid the obvious, you know, problems with that way to go. But again, like you said, that gives them other options besides their own store. Again, expand. And this really is also kind of a key thing. This is, again, a difference in the way Microsoft plays as opposed also to the way Apple plays, because the way Apple plays is you do everything through us.
Right,
and that's long been something that people have criticized about Apple. Like, you know, it's iTunes, Apple iStore or nothing.
Right. And they have some litigation problems because of that, too, in certain areas that have yet to be resolved. So, yeah.
And Microsoft doesn't play that way. Microsoft's like, okay, we're going to find other stores so that we don't have to limit our customers. And Amazon's a good choice because, again, like you said, they don't have to depend on Google. They don't have to be, you know, beholden to Google. But Amazon, you know, Amazon's got a huge app store because of the Fire Stick and the Kindle. And, you know, you can get almost as many apps on the Amazon store as you can get through Google Play. So it's really a smart move.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds cool. And I think for a user standpoint, it sounds like it's another way to kind of blend the functionality of our phones and our PCs closer together.
Yep.
By using those same apps on both. So makes sense. Very good. Lewis, thank you so much. Thank you for letting us interrupt your day.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good week.
You too. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you. That is Lewis Gamble from Synergy Computer Systems, my guest here on our Monday Reboot segment on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.